In our final high school football preview, we take a look at the Indiana High Indians, who started last year on a hot note before running into a tough conference schedule. Our preview of the Indians is brought to you by Bob's Pizza. Hey, pizza lovers! The team from Bob's Pizza wants to give a big shout-out and a slice of good luck to the Indiana football team this year. Bob says to their customers, pick up some famous Bob's Pizza tonight and get ready for some football. Bob's Pizza, a proud sponsor of local high school athletics. Coach Brad Wright readies for his third season at the helm of the Tribe, and he's expecting better results from his team in 2024. One expectation he has is that the culture of the program continues to grow.
Well, we're still working on improving things culturally from a perspective of practicing better, our practice habits improving, our practice attendance needs to improve, being resilient, and just building our confidence from week to week. And I think we can do this with this group. I've really enjoyed coaching this group throughout the early going into season. I'm excited to see them continue to build this process week by week.
Last year, the Indians won two of their first three matchups, but went 0-6 in conference play. Then in their final four games, Indiana mustered only 6 or 7 points each round, while opponents tallied 35 or more in those contests. Looking back on last season, Wright says his team cannot afford to take nosedives late in games.
The points really accumulated later in the season at the same time that we weren't scoring any points. So in the early going, I think we played well at times on both sides of the ball. But once, as you brought up, the injuries were sustained and our practice habits started to slip a little bit.
Sure.
You know, our confidence waned and then we took a nosedive at the end. But we've talked about that and addressed that. We can't continue to nosedive at the end of the season. We have to finish the season strong.
Regarding this year, Wright says camp has yielded positive results.
Oh, it's been a good camp. We finished with a great day on offense this afternoon. With our run game, and I'm happy to see our assignments are being completed, the execution's picking up, and we'll be excited to see a different color jersey tomorrow and go out and hit some new people.
Indiana will open its season with 3 straight home games, and the coach says his team wants to make the most of that stretch and build some early momentum.
Yeah, it's nice to have that home field advantage for 3 consecutive weeks, but the other end of that is at some point we're going to be on the road for a few weeks in a row, but hopefully we can take advantage of the home cooking and just play well in front of our fans and be competitive.
The Greater Allegheny Conference reshaped a bit in the offseason, adding the likes of West Mifflin and McKeesport to the conference. Indiana won't see them until the final weeks of the season, but Coach Wright says his team plans on being physical when the time comes.
West Mifflin might be one of the most talented teams in the league this year with their college prospects that they have. We expect to go out and play tough and try to be in the game in the fourth quarter and grind it out. That's what we want to be about this year, is being tough and being confident, believing that we can compete in the Whipple. Greater Allegheny is the goal.
For the first time in his tenure at Indiana, Wright will have a new quarterback under center. Trevor Smith has handled play calling duties over the last few years, but now senior Quinn Lipniscus will take over as the starter, and Wright says he's embraced the starter mentality.
Quinn's very dedicated. He works very hard. He's excited to get back out on the field, and he's put in a lot of time over the summer. He was at, I think, almost every single one of our 7-on-7 events. Is here leading workouts daily in the weight room. He's one of the strongest players on the team, and he's explosive, and I'm looking forward to seeing him with the ball in his hands.
Lipniscus will also have a solid lineup of offensive weapons around him, according to Wright.
We have Parker Bauer Sox. He's going to kind of be a utility Swiss Army knife kind of guy playing all around in the slot, in the backfield. Johnny Wyatt playing tight end and also in the backfield. Elijah Thomas is also going to carry the ball a lot, and then Rocco Cosentino is going to see a lot of touches too.
The Indians open their 2024 campaign tonight when they host Freeport in a non-conference matchup at Andy Kuznetsky Field. We'll have that game for you starting at 6:30 on WDAD 100.3 FM AM 1450 and live streaming on Renda Digital TV. This look at the Indiana High Indians is brought to you by Bob's Pizza. Hey, pizza lovers! The team from Bob's Pizza wants to give a big shout-out and a slice of good luck to the Indiana football team this year. Bob says to their customers, pick up some famous Bob's Pizza tonight and get ready for some football. Bob's Pizza, a proud sponsor of local high school athletics. With this preview of the Indiana High Indians, I'm Jake Slobodnik for your hometown radio station.